Recently, my video, How to Identify a Jew, got posted to the H3H3 subreddit. And it got a lot of attention from people that probably have never been exposed to the kind of stuff I talk about here on my channel. I was pleasantly surprised to see people asking me questions and willing to learn more about what's going on in the world today. In this video, I want to talk further about understanding the world today and the impact of Jewish influence. I am a realist. When I look at the world, I notice that obviously we do not live in a utopia. There are so many problems that we face today, such as the migrant crisis, feminism, illegal immigration, political correctness, crime, poor education, white guilt, high unemployment rates, and usury. From my extensive research, which started when I was 10 years old, I found that behind every major problem that we face today, you will find Jewish people. I don't want you to just take my word for this very important conclusion. I want you guys to study the facts for yourself, turn on your brain, think about the evidence, and reach your own conclusion. I want you guys to overcome your fear of being called a Nazi or anti-Semite. Leave your safe space and examine the evidence objectively. So let's back up a bit and just ask yourselves, what is the single most powerful and influential institution today? What institution more than any other is promoting the worst and most destructive trends? And who controls that institution? The media is the most powerful institution at the moment. When I say media, I'm talking about the news and entertainment industry. The media pumps out propaganda to shape the public's ideas and opinions. So who controls this media? Four of the big six media corporations, Comcast, Disney, News Corp, Time Warner, Viacom, and CBS, are entirely led by Jews such as Murray Rothstein, who now calls himself Summer Redstone, David L. Cohen, Bob Iger, Leslie Munoz, and so on. They are also involved with the other two, but they do not outright control them. Together, these big six control over 90% of US news and entertainment media. And although print media is dying because of television and the internet, Jewish newspapers like the New York Times are still very influential. It's not just the men at the top who are Jews. These media giants are staffed by Jews from top to bottom. There are people out there who think this is just a mere coincidence, but some Jews like Joel Stein in the LA Times have enough chutzpah to openly brag about controlling the media. This is no secret, even Marlo Brando came out and said it.
Are you critical of the Hollywood that makes violence?
I think that I'm angry with some of the Jews. I'm very goddamn angry at some of the Jews. Hollywood is run by Jews. It's owned by Jews. And they should have a greater sensitivity about the issue of people who are suffering.
The media has been successful in pushing many destructive agendas, such as the LGBT agenda. The whole purpose of the LGBT agenda was to promote the degenerate gay lifestyle. Over the last 40 years, they have shifted the public views of homosexuality from disgust to celebration through the countless movies, TV shows, books, and plays with gay characters. The media has successfully desensitized the population to allow such degeneracy that was once seen as immoral to be encouraged. Jews like Suzanne Salkind and Michael Swartz are associate directors for the LGBT lobby group, Human Rights Campaign. Unsurprisingly, the leaders behind the LGBT and the most prominent homosexuals are Jews, such as Allen Ginsberg and Leslie Feinberg, who is a transgender, butch, lesbian, activist, communist, and author. What a wonderful combination. Also, the biggest gay porn company in the world, Lucas Entertainment, is owned by Jews. The next degenerate thing they are normalizing is pedophilia. Already, we see organizations like NAMBLA, which is led by the pedo Jew David Thorstad. The left-wing website Salon recently released this article titled, "I'm a pedophile, but I'm not a monster," which is obviously a propaganda piece to make people reconsider their disgust and hatred towards pedos. Jews have always been interested in pedophilia. In fact, the Babylonian Talmud has some very pro-pedophilic verses. In Yabamoth 60b, the Talmud says, "A proselyte who is under the age of 3 years and 1 day is permitted to marry a priest." I could go on about the disgusting Talmud verses, but that's a video for another day. For now, I want to focus on the Jewish influence in our media, society, and culture. The media also promotes pro-refugee propaganda to appeal to the emotions of the feminists and cucks. So they hold up refugee welcome signs and not resist the invasion of their homeland. Because the media demonizes anyone seen as Islamophobic, feminists refuse to speak up against the rape epidemic, even though it's a legitimate feminist issue. Some feminists, like this cuck, even felt bad that his Syrian migrant rapist got deported. Jews like Barbara Spector even came out and said that Jews are the ones pushing multiculturalism. Another very powerful institution that is responsible for shaping the opinions and thoughts of the public is the education system. The motto of Yale University is literally in Hebrew. Jews donate huge grants to the Ivy League schools and place Jewish personnel in high positions, such as David Skorton, who is the president of Cornell, and Alan Garber, who is the provost of Harvard. Also, Jews get into colleges and universities easier than all the other races. Just look at Harvard. Jews are 1.8% of college-age Americans, and they are given 25% of the admissions. The American Federation of Teachers is run by Jews, and the ADL has infiltrated the public schools, brainwashing young children with books and lessons to support Jewish interests. Also, the ADL develops software to stop children from seeing any problematic hate speech over the internet. And by hate speech, we know they mean facts that make Jews look bad. So they would probably block this video. The school curriculum does have a very prominent bias towards Jewish interests. After all, kids are taught about the Holocaust here as young as grade 3. Yet they won't teach you that Jews were removed from 109 countries throughout history. The Jews have taken over the internet and use it to their advantage to push agendas as well. Let's look at the three most popular websites that you guys probably use every day. The founder and CEO of Facebook is the Jew Mark Zuckerberg. Facebook's COO is Sheryl Sandberg. She is not Mexican, she's a Jew. The founders and CEOs of Google are the Jews Larry Page and Sergey Brin. And you know, Google owns YouTube, Blogger, Android, and a lot more. The CEO of YouTube is Susan Wojcicki, and she's a Jew too. I hope this video doesn't get showed by her. Oy vey. But if it does, well, I have it saved and I'll re-upload it somewhere else, so don't worry. When we look at the most destructive policies in the last 50 years, we see that Jews were behind those as well. Look at the American 1965 Immigration Act that shifted the flow of immigrants into this country from mostly Europeans to mostly non-whites. It was proposed by the Jew Emanuel Seller and pushed by Jews like Jacob Javits and Norbert Shkeli. Also, Jews have been pushing gun control since the 1960s as well. The Gun Control Act of 1968 expanded legislation already attempted by the non-Jewish Senator Thomas Dodd. America's biggest and most far-reaching gun law came from a Jew. In 1988, Jew Senator Howard Metzenbaum co-sponsored a bill to ban, limit, and restrict so-called plastic guns. The Jews have their paws deep into our government and banking system. The Federal Reserve is run by the Jew Janet Yellen. Before her, it was run by the Jew Ben Salom Bernanke. And before him, it was run by the Jew Alan Greenspan. By now, everyone should know about the destructive nature of our current debt-based financial system. So what about the time Israel killed 34 Americans and tried to blame it on Egypt in order to get the US involved in a war with Egypt? Did we bomb Tel Aviv the same way we bombed Baghdad and so many other cities? Did we impose an embargo on Israel, starving 500 Jewish children to death like we did in Iraq?
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but the price, we think the price is worth it.
Nope. Instead, we help them cover up the incident. Somebody in the comments is probably going to say that it's not the Jews in particular who are destroying our civilization. It's the greedy rich people of all races. Those billionaires opened our borders to the third world for cheap slave labor. It's the lawyers of all races who run our legislatures and our courts to enrich themselves rather than give us good laws and justice. Most lawyers choose their profession because they see it as a way to gain personal wealth and power. The people who tell me this are not entirely incorrect. I used to believe this too, but they need to look at the bigger picture. The following is an analogy by Dr. Pierce, which pretty much explains the Jewish problem very well.
You must back off a bit in order to see the forest rather than just the trees. The essential thing about the forest is that it is destroying our world. It is a parasitic forest. It is injecting spiritual and cultural poison into our civilization and into the life of our people, and sucking up nutrients to enrich itself and grow even more destructive. Perhaps only 10% of the trees in this Jewish forest have roots deep enough to inject their poison into us, and the other 90% play only supporting roles of one sort or another. It is still the whole forest which is our problem. If the forest were not here, we would not have had to endure the curse of Bolshevism. If the forest were not here, America would not be growing darker and more degenerate by the year. It is the whole forest, not just a few of the most poisonous trees in it, which must be uprooted and removed from our soil if we are to become healthy again.
To learn who rules over you, simply look at who you're not allowed to criticize. Christian fundamentalists like to say that Jews are God's chosen people, therefore we should protect them. But it's not only Christian fundamentalists who defend Jews. The Jews have created many Jewish-controlled organizations like the ADL, SPLC, and the Simon Wiesenthal Center to make sure Jews have a giant safe space in America. Why don't we have any organizations like this defending white people in particular? Oh, that's right, because if white people defend themselves, they are racist. These Jewish organizations have a history of collecting huge donations from wealthy Jews for filing lawsuits against dissident groups which fought against the PC. I don't think anybody should have a safe space, honestly. I believe, and I said this before in another video, but I'll say it again, there should be no protected groups of people. Understanding the Jewish people is clearly key to understanding many other things, since they have so much influence in our world. But let's look at history to understand how they climbed up the ladder to get where they are today. While researching the history of the Jews, I always wondered why the Jews were always picked on and persecuted, far more than any other group. Why did everyone else hate them? They couldn't have all been just stupid bigots. Jews have literally been kicked out of virtually every country in Europe during the last 1,000 years. They were booted out of England and Spain and Portugal and France and Sweden and Germany and 12 other countries. They were told never to come back, just so they could sneak back in and get kicked out again. The Jews like to say it was Christian bigotry, but Christian bigotry cannot explain why the Egyptians threw them out of Egypt, and it cannot explain why the pagan Greeks and Romans hated them too. Perhaps the socially and racially destructive activities of the Jews were planned and deliberate. This probably doesn't make much sense to you guys, since it's a lot to take in. The red pill is certainly very hard to swallow. You're probably wondering why the Jews deliberately seek to destroy a great society. Why can't they just live on and be happy like the other citizens? To answer your question, we must try to understand the unique nature of the Jew. At some time far back in the prehistoric period, certainly more than 3,000 years ago, the Jews developed a unique mode of survival as predators and parasites. Whereas other races, other tribes sought to either live peacefully among their own kind or to conquer other tribes militarily and take their land or require them to pay tribute. The Jews sought to invade territory of other races by stealth and subvert them, to break down the order and structure in their societies, to control them and exploit them. There's even evidence of the Jews doing this back in biblical times. In the 4th book of Moses, chapter 33, it stands written, "And the Lord Yahweh talked to Moses in the domains of the Moabiter, near Jordan, and he spoke, 'When you have crossed the Jordan into the land of Canaan, you shall expel all inhabitants and destroy their altars and shrines on the heights, so that you could take the land and reside in it. You should divide the land through lottery among your families.'" In the beginning, thousands of years ago, this may have only been a novel plan of gaining control of a particular neighbor, but eventually, it developed into a way of life. It became part of their culture, their religion, and perhaps even in their genes. I believe that today the Jews really can't help themselves, and that's why I don't hate them. We are all animals with instincts telling us what we need to do to survive. The nations of the past who removed the parasitic Jew did so because of their instincts. The Jew was a parasite because of his own instincts. And as I said before, you do need to think very carefully about this. You need to study the facts and come up with your own conclusion. It's difficult for many people to understand the Jews because they can't relate to them. They are really such a unique ethnic group. I find it very difficult to sum up my thoughts on the Jews in a comprehensible manner. I went to school with Jews. I even lived with a Jewish family friend for a little while, so I have had a lot of experience with Jewish people and culture. I don't believe that every single Jew is promoting evil, but it is very clear to me that although people argue because Jews cured polio and have so many Nobel Prizes, that they contribute more positive things to our society than negatives. The Jews bring with them a unique destructive force. And you know, there are evil people in every race, but there is no race that is as destructive as the Jew. Thanks for watching, guys, and stay sane.